son. Before we begin today's topic, just a quick ha'ara. I keep telling you, don't trust anybody. Certainly don't trust me. But I was just to show you this beautiful Sefer, Megillah Sefer, on page Chaf Hey. He quotes the Sefer Parde Simcha, which I also took out from the library. Simon Kuf Tzadi Sikot Nsam Tzadi Ches. Who quotes a Chasam Sofer. And the Chasam Sofer seems to say, Yesh lahakel ve'eid she'eino boduk she'eino mekabel tuma, because the entire issue was only a derabbanan. Says this author, uktsas soser l'mashakasav Chasam Sofer she'ein tolin ve'eid she'eino boduk ele b'macholas ha'matzuya b'zmaneinu. That one we saw already. That the eid she'eino boduk is more chamer. Don't worry about the bug of today, not the bug of yesterday, of the gris. Seems to be a contradiction. It really bothered me, this problem. I tried to look it up, and I found out by looking at that Chasam Sofer that he quotes there, which is in Chelek Vov Simen Pei Aleph. He says the other way around, the opposite. The opposite. He says, I'm not going to be makel in the case of a near. Just give me an example how it is. In fact, it is a theory. It's a matter. He repeats in that same tshuva, Chelek Vav Simen Pei Aleph, what he says in the other tshuva, and he says he's going to be machmer. So he has a right, this author, that's saying it's a tzastir. But if you looked in the original source that this other sefer quoted, it was in analogy. Exactly. He quoted the other way around. I'm just giving you an example. How you shouldn't trust whatever you see in Svarim, the Kabbalah from my Rebbe. Always look it up. Okay? That's just the introduction to today's shiur. Now we're going to start the main theme for today.
Really is
by yes, Hanavod, really is. Our theme for today is the same is the chumrah which is invented by the Sidrei Tara. And we read it yesterday at the end of the shiur, that if you have a dovah she'ena makabel tuma, which is found on top of a dovah makabel tuma, this would create a problem. And of course the logic is quite, this is somewhat compelling, I don't want to say completely compelling, it's somewhat compelling, if you follow the logic of the Chidushi Haran, which has been given by Gedolei HaPoskim as well, it makes a lot of sense. That the whole purpose of the chumrah of tzamim, because since we have to be metame the beged, we have to be metame the woman as well. According to that sheet and rishonim, would have to be the kabbal tuma from the dam. Kabbalah's tumas negoyim would be irrelevant as such, unless you just want to say lo plug. But good. So the Sidrei Tara makes good sense logically.